Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into a specific role, the Sales Development Representative, or SDR.
Right, and specifically at a company called Qplix, which operates in the wealth tech space.
Exactly. Okay, so let's start with the basics.
Fundamentally, they're at the very start of the sales pipeline, identifying potential customers, reaching out first, trying to understand, like, what are their needs?
So they're laying the groundwork, essentially, for the later sales deals.
Precisely. Building that foundation for the sales managers.
But it sounds like it's not just about, you know, making endless calls.
No, definitely not just cold calling. The sources highlight a strategic aspect. Things like doing proper research on potential clients before reaching out and qualifying them. Are they actually a good fit for what Qplix offers?
That makes sense. Don't waste anyone's time.
Exactly.
And they work closely with sales managers, you mentioned?
Very closely, yeah.
And this is all happening within wealth tech, Qplix's area.
Managing wealth using tech platforms.
So the SDR is really representing Qplix's specific platform in that market.
Yeah, they're the face, or maybe the voice, of Qplix initially.
And the sources mentioned something about attending fintech events.
They did, yeah. Which sounds like a great perk, right? Mm-hmm. A way to network and really immerse yourself in the industry.
Definitely. Get a real feel for the whole fintech scene.
And speaking of tools, they mention HubSpot CRM being used. So there's a tech side to it, but also a huge learning curve at times.
Learning like market trends, customer needs.
All of that. Customer insights, what the market's doing, what competitors are up to. You have to be constantly learning.
So who's the ideal candidate then? What kind of background are they looking for?
Degrees in business, finance, economics. Fields like that. And maybe some initial experience, doesn't have to be loads, but some exposure to sales or like client-facing roles is a plus.
Something customer-oriented.
Exactly. What really jumped out was the term hands-on.
Meaning?
Someone proactive, you know, someone who takes initiative and good communication skills, obviously. And ideally, maybe someone who already has a bit of familiarity with asset classes or just generally how financial markets work. It helps understand the context for Qplix's platform. Oh, and a big one, languages.
Yes, I saw that.
German and English proficiency both seem pretty essential based on the notes.
Yeah, listed as a key requirement probably reflects their market reach in Europe.
Certainly. You need to communicate across different regions.
Okay. What about the company itself? Qplix. What's in it for the employee? Perks.
Yeah, they listed a few appealing things. Flexible working seems to be an option.
That's always popular.
New tech gear to work with, which is nice. A budget for development.
Oh, like for training or courses?
Yeah, professional development. Plus fitness benefits. And they mentioned office locations.
Whereabouts?
Munich, Frankfurt, and Zurich. And these kinds of benefits, along with mentions of flat hierarchies. It suggests a certain kind of company culture, more open, collaborative.
Where employee ideas are actually valued.
Less bureaucracy, more direct interaction. Could a role like this SDR position be your way into shaping how wealth tech evolves?
It's definitely something to consider.